Today's segment of the McGirt Show Global Media is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 18 years of restoring, renewing, and rebuilding consumers' credit all over the nation with A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau Service. Check them out today at youtube.com/TheMcGirt, Facebook/ Credit Repair Education Service Consumer Advocacy Program. And you can call or text them at 910-813-8525. You'll be glad you did.
We want to thank everyone for tuning in today to the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/ The McGirt. We're on youtube.com, The McGirt. blogtalkradio.com/ The McGirt. Instagram, The McGirt Show. Facebook, Bobby Dell McGirt. LinkedIn, Bobby Dell McGirt. Google Hangout. We are so happy to have with us today a very wonderful entrepreneur and mental health advocate all the way from Houston, Texas, Mr. Tony Alexander. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in today at area code 619-924-8898. And we also want to thank Mr. Tony Alexander for taking time out of his busy schedule to be a guest on the McGirt Show on the media today. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure. Can you share with the world who Mr. Tony Alexander is? Give us your background, like where you're from or where you were born and all that good stuff.
Outside, because at the time he
awesome. But kind of go into giving us a little inside view of you, like somebody that embodied that entrepreneurial mindset already, but being an entrepreneur type person, how was it for you being in the military? Get kind of take us into that. Incident, it was like a lemon of life that it was there to try to throw you behind or throw you off course, but you didn't let it stop you. Turn that lemon into lemonade.
I can just have some work for the largest pharmacy company in the world organization. It was very difficult, and there weren't a lot of people like me in that space. I even had the opportunity of going over to London and helping this organization actually become the first largest global pharmacy in the world. So I spent some time in London, began to learn about all of these different things, and at the time I was in middle up level management. And so having being in that space and then helping to launch this initiative and knowing that part of this initiative and the time I spent in London was going to determine if these two chains was going to merge. It was a lot of pressure on my back. And I can tell you, when the CEOs and the CFOs came over to visit me at my pharmacy, it was nerve-wracking, but it was almost like a song and dance. So I had to really wow these executives. And on that very day, unfortunately, my mother had passed. So I had to really make sure that I wore a mask. It was difficult. But I got through the situation. I learned about a month later. They were very impressed with it. And, I was on cloud nine. Well, then this next level position came open within the company. And I interviewed for the position, for everything I was supposed to do. And I was told a decision was going to be made on Monday. So that Monday, I received a call from the hiring manager and told me the position was mine and a matter of when I could start. Very excited, told everyone. Probably that Wednesday, down the same position I was applying for, I happened to be scrolling through Facebook, and lo and behold, there was someone else on Facebook declaring they had the position. So I immediately called the hiring manager and said, hey, what's going on? Is this him or what's going on? And he says, I hadn't had a chance to call you, but I decided to go with another candidate, and I was heartbroken, because, I started my credentials, outweighed by the farthest, and the only difference was, he was a white guy, I was a black guy. That was the only difference. Not to mention that, I just helped you close the world's first largest global pharmacy deal. But it broke me. I got myself down. And then I decided, I'm going to figure out where this went wrong and not let it happen again. I sulked for about 2 to 3 months, and then I enrolled myself in law school. And with that, I was fortunate enough to have a first-line supervisor who truly believed in me. And he helped me work out my work schedule with my school schedule until all the way up to the point until I got my JD. And the whole time that I was doing that, I was consulting other people inside the organization that was doing the same thing. So that was my lemon to lemonade moment, because it was something that was happening more and more in the organization, but no one was saying anything or doing anything about it.
Wow. I want to go into a little bit how you shared your powerful experience of how you didn't have your mother and father in your life. So to help inspire others, who was, without having that in your life, who was your role model, if you could say?
I would say my uncle Kelvin was my role model. We grew up more like brothers. But as I got older and older in life, or even grew up in the teenage years and in my 20s, I began to learn around things about mentorship, advocates, and I began to know, I knew already that I wanted more in my life. And so I began to seek out mentors. And fortunate for me is I reached out to people, and it didn't come overnight, but just over the years, I've been able to myself being something that I didn't have access to, because I had no one to ask those questions to. So definitely my uncle, and there's a whole slew now that they have mentors for different things, whether it's spiritual, business, life coach, just all of those different things, and I've been truly blessed with all of them.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And that's, and I'm very sure because it gives people that hope of, you know, our starting point doesn't have to be the same as our destiny.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Because, you know, there's a certain strength in adversity. And we have to take the lesson that adversity is teaching us. And we can do two things. We can take it and we can deal with it. Like you said, lemon to lemonade. Or we can sit there and allow it to destroy us. And, you know, I wasn't going to allow it to destroy me. And I urge, you know, everyone at the sound of my voice, don't allow it to destroy you. You just take the lesson from it and hold on. You can fall down, but you just keep getting back up. Fall down a million times, get up a million times. You can do it.
It's so true. It is so true, and you spoke to powerful truth. And I want to also take the opportunity to kind of plug and promote your business. Kind of take us into, if I was hypothetically your client answering into your office or going into a webinar for your consulting services, what can I expect to receive from your consulting services from your business? When I hook up with your consulting program and I need your consulting, what am I in expectation of receiving?
By the services that we offer. So we're called SGI Services, and that stands for Structured Growth and Intentional. And so the GI actually represents the soldier, which is a GI. And intentional, anything that we're going to do that you come to us with, we're going to have intentional results. So one of the biggest things that I, or biggest aspects that I work with, one is around business startup, helping you to understand how to write a business plan, how to write a marketing plan, how to get investors, those kind of things there. Then on the other side of that, we work with organizations or even individuals that are running into some aspect of employment law. And usually, most of those cases, honestly, I will take on pro bono, just depending, because I've been in that situation, not being able to afford an attorney, especially when you feel that you win that loan based on that. But we actually consult in all aspects of employment law, help write demand letters, anything you need to that. And then, of course, there's the mentoring section of the business. And that's where we, or I have a select group of mentors, all of mentees all across the world. And I literally get them together in groups about once a month. And we discuss anything from career development to branding to social media, anything that my mentees need in order to propel themselves. So, you know, you kind of get a lot one, and that's kind of why we call it Structured Growth and Intentional, because we lay things out. We do 15-minute discovery calls for anyone that's listening, and with that, we decide on the plan, of course, what are going to be your needs.
Awesome. And kind of share with us, like, some of the things you observe when you deal with clients overall that you see a lot of.
I see a lot of, unfortunately, is lack of preparation. And when I say that, these can be consumers or clients that are 2 to 3 years in their business and not seeing revenue, and they never put a business plan in place. You know, they thought, okay, I can just cut and copy and paste this template and turn it into whatever I'm going to get a loan from, and it's going to work, and I understand
You couldn't afford, you didn't have a credit card to go to the airport to rent a car. You bring me 350
Jesus. We put you in a car. The rest of the weekend is going to Aunt Martha's funeral or Miss Mary's birthday party, wherever you're going, for the weekend. You know, and I made a good amount of money before I ever got into this stuff I'm doing now. And I was never featured in a lot of them, but a lot of, like you, I want to let people know what you're saying is facts, because you can read those stories like in Black Enterprise, Black Economics. You can read it on Sprout. They got a new one, Afrotech.com. Can it be some little 12-year-old guy who his app is doing this, that, and the other? And then you call him, and you look it up, and you Google it about a year from now, and all this stuff is disconnected. You can't even find it.
Well, I want to give you one more tip or one better on that. Mm-hmm. So, if you look at, like, Entrepreneur.com or some of the 40 under 40, now, the difference between the Origin of Black Enterprise, the difference between a journalist selecting to write an article on sport, or that person being a contributor to write the article. So, anytime you look at the article, it says contributor, each magazine and each website will have their disclosure at the end. So, let's say I get on to entrepreneur.com. And I want to talk about all of my success stories, and they decided to feature me. And I'm doing an air quote. But if you look right under the article, it says contributor. That means I have paid this person to write this article on me.
I didn't know that. Wow.
So, but anytime it's a journalist, that magazine has chosen to write an article on that person. So you'll be surprised. And I know a couple people, and I'm going to throw anyone out there in the space, but they go back and forth writing articles on each other. So again, we get discouraged as entrepreneurs because we think, we see people that are doing so much better than us, and we don't know. We think they have a secret sauce, and unfortunately, it's just a facade.
It's so true. Because I'm one of those people that fall into the category you just mentioned. I would see this stuff, and I would get so discouraged. I'm like, what am I here doing? Making lemonade or something? And it was like I was intentionally being ignored. I think I got one cover in my local newspaper when one of the local newspaper articles, they saw what we were doing, how we had blossomed. We went from, when I started my car, I had one ugly beer century, and then next thing you know, they saw how we had all these cars out here. And really what happened, we started slowly building the business up, and I grew it and stayed diligent. And then they featured us in the local world, so I still have a copy of the article, City Auto Sales of Sales, North Carolina. And so it makes you very envious. Like, what am I here doing? Smoking crack? Or, well, why am I not getting the coverage? Or am I being essentially blacklisted or ignored when you're doing all the right stuff, but it's like your stuff never gets covered? And then somebody comes along on the media, it'd be the most silliest, probably irrelevant thing, but it takes off on the media. Wow. So how were you able to find out about the contributors, the difference in the contributor and the journalist that actually is covering it?
Me stumbling across, it actually was accidentally.
Today's segment of the McGirt Show Global Media was sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, providing over 18 years of A-plus rated service by the Better Business Bureau rating. You can check them out at youtube.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, Facebook, at Crest Services Consumer Advocacy Program, 910-813-8525. You can text or call them. Their email is crestservices@outlook.com. You'll be glad you did. If you know someone that needs their credit restored, renewed, rebuilt, check them out today. You'll be glad you did. They're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, and they're there to help empower, inform, and enlighten, and enrich the lives of consumers all over the world. Check them out today. You'll be glad you did.